This is KLCC. I'm Dorothy Velasco with the Ashland Theater Review. Off the Rails, the first play by a Native American to be performed at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, is a mishmash, part comedy, part musical, part history lesson, and part morality tale loosely based on Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. As directed by Bill Rausch, this saga by Randy Reinholtz is set during the 1880s in Genoa, Nebraska, the site of a school for Native American children known for its brutality. In the play, we often hear the chilling slogan, "Kill the Indian and save the man." This lavishly staged production features exemplary acting and music. Although the author hammers us with undigested statistics, by the end I felt a wrenching sadness for the suffering of a conquered people mingled with pride in their ability to regenerate their cultural heritage. Most of the action takes place in a saloon owned by a Lakota French woman, Madame Overdone, given a strong, complex portrayal by Sheila Towsey. When the young Pawnee Momaday impregnates his love, an Irish orphan, he is sentenced to death by Antonio, the acting mayor. Isabel, Momaday's older sister, played by the luminous Lily Gladstone, leaves her studies at a teacher's college and comes to implore Antonio to spare her brother and allow him to marry sweet Caitlin. Antonio, although a religious fanatic, finds himself attracted to Isabel and promises to free her brother in exchange for sex. This is straight out of Measure for Measure, but not nearly as nuanced or profound. After all, there must be time enough for lively songs, political jabs, a gay black cowboy, and the son of a chief who goes to Princeton. In spite of a not quite perfect script, the opening day audience savored every moment and expressed rapturous appreciation. This is Dorothy Velasco with KLCC's Ashland Theater Review.